你拜二，在拜二你的 sharing， 你就有讲 the five way to overcome the wholesome thought 的时候，
又再不一样了。不要那个时候 ，I explain very clearly。
呀，非常好。我第二天我又在听，我在 repeating 听的时候，我明白那个 step three 跟 step four
的分力了，因为以前 I just superficially mentioned it because。人家还没有入到那一段，很多人没有听进去 ，because to be with that mind state and realize its cessation, so that the mundane mind cease and return to the true mind before it stirring. That one 不容易了解的，你要真的做到了啊 ，then after that contemplate, reflect 了啊 ，you leave it。Then only 你看得到，哎呦，原来是这样的。Then you will understand that they are not intrinsic within our true mind. Yes, our true mind don't have all those mind states, the fear, the insecurity, the envy, the jealousy, the unhappiness, the sorrow. They are not intrinsic. They are dependent originating condition arising mind state.Their stirring come from wrong view, and the mundane mind created all this through delusion. That's why you will start to understand, because when you realize by not doing anything, let things be, you start to understand. Then that deep penetrative understanding transform you to another level of understanding, let things be.Acceptance means you accept the world as the world, people as the way they are. And that level of understanding, after you have realized that cessation of the mundane mind, to realize the true mind, that is the first stage. That is not the real cessation leading to Nibbana, but the cessation of Sankara activity, the mundane mind, then you become very quiet.Then the awareness nature become very clear. Then you realize your true mind. Then from there, you start to develop the understanding that everything arises from there. From that true mind, the delusion stir. The mind react to sense experience through wrong view, conditioning, accumulated memories. All of your mundane accumulated views, opinion, and conditioning, you start to see them.That's how the stages you will go through. Otherwise, they are just words that I describe that you think you know at the knowledge level. Then now, as you go through the five way, especially the third and the fourth way, then because you have done it before, now the explanation make it very clear for you to actually link up the whole thing. Then you, next time you meditate, when you really silent and be with it,like what Kok Lun they all went through, you see the beauty of this mindfulness, awareness. Then you realize that when you don't do anything, the third way, let things be silent, be with it. Then there is no more mental energy, wrong thought, wrong view to fit it. Then the sankhara cease to be, or initially it slow down, weaken, and return to its original state before the stirring.Then you realize it's from this silent mind, the true mind, the awareness nature, that everything comes to be, everything arises. That mundane mind, the creation is from there. It all starts. And this is the most beautiful understanding. Then from there, you continue to meditate from that self nature, the true nature, the true mind. Then you start to understand the origination factor, how you stir your mind, how do you react,how people react to sense experience, through what? The wrong view, the wrong understanding. Then you will inquire. The next time I see, I hear, I smell, I taste, I tactile feel or think, how should I act? I should act with wisdom, understanding. Means I must have the wisdom born of Dhamma cultivation, like what the Buddha said. Why can't I learn to see things as they are?They are just the way they are. The world is the world. Because the Buddha said, suchness, the reality. when condition is such, things will be such. When condition is already set, phenomena will be the way it is. That's why that is the reality, suchness. Whatever that arises, that reality, we must come to terms with it. We must have the wisdom to accept the reality of that moment. The condition already set. Like the Buddha said, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. It cannot be otherwise. So the acceptance is the first understanding, the first wisdom that shines forth. Then when we accept, we are at peace. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to stir our mind. Then we're silent. Then we realize all this emotion, fear, worry, anxiety, sankhara activity, they are not intrinsic within our true nature, our true mind. They are dependent, originating exactly like what the Buddha explained under paticca samuppada, the dwelling. Then you start to see the link. Avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnana, vijnana paccaya nama rupa, how the views, opinion, and conditioning, the content of consciousness went in. These are wrong thoughts. Then how we straighten our view to perceiving things the way it is, means through acceptance of the reality of what is. So when we do that, the mind don't have to do anything, don't have to create duality. We can accept everything just the way it is. People are just the way they are, no right, no wrong. And all this understanding will become deeper and deeper, more and more clear, more and more stable, like what you described, which is very good. Sadhu to you, song. That's why you have to constantly listen to the Dhamma, then write it down, then develop this understanding. These are all the important pointers and notes that I advise you all. That's why when you listen attentively, you follow the instruction, you will progress very fast and accordingly. Sadhu.